A reading from the book of Samuel. When King David was settled in his palace, and the Lord had given him rest from his enemies on every side, he said to Nathan the prophet, "Here I am, living in a house of cedar, while the ark of God dwells in a tent." Nathan answered the king, "Go, do whatever you have in mind, for the Lord is with you." But that night the Lord spoke to Nathan and said, "Go, tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, should you build me a house to dwell in? It was I who took you from the pasture and from the care of the flock to be commander of my people Israel. I have been with you wherever you went, and I have destroyed all your enemies before you. And I will make you famous like the great ones of the earth. I will fix a place for my people Israel. I will plant them so that they may dwell in their place without further disturbance. Neither shall the wicked continue to afflict them as they did of old, since the time I first appointed judges over my people Israel. I will give you rest from all your enemies. The Lord also reveals to you that he will establish a house for you. And when your time comes and you rest with your ancestors, I will raise up your heir after you, sprung from your loins, and I will make his kingdom firm. I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me. Your house and your kingdom shall endure forever before me. Your throne shall stand firm forever." In a church which I sometimes attend locally, the people have set up a different sort of crib. It's a blue, dome-shaped camping tent containing sleeping bag and camping gear. Clearly the creators were trying to make a modern version of the Nativity, but I don't think they were on the right track. When Jesus was born, it wasn't while Joseph and Mary were on holiday. It wasn't a time of relaxation. They were in that stable because there was no room anywhere else. The house was full. And the readings today talk about that word house. Interesting word. House is one of those words that means so much more than what the dictionary tells us. Some of us oldies can remember a song of Perry Como called "Mi Casa Su Casa." And part of the lyrics go, "My house is nothing more than windows and a door, and a roof that will keep out the rain. The day you say you're mine, my humble house will shine just like a castle in Spain." So a house takes on much more than a mere definition. In several parts of the Old Testament, God's house is mentioned, usually referring to the temple in Jerusalem. You'll recall Jesus' words when he quotes Isaiah, "My house will be called a house of prayer, but you have turned it into a robber's den." But here, in the book of Samuel, God speaks almost dismissively of David's plan to build a house for God. God doesn't want to be confined to a building, however grand and sacred. God tells David, "Thanks, but no thanks. Don't bother building me a house. I shall be where I have always been, where the people are, in the midst of their everyday lives, in the struggles and the joys, the good times and the bad. I am present." Well, of course, as we know, the Jewish authorities did construct that magnificent temple, And they did try to confine God there, in effect to control God, and to increase their own power by controlling the access of ordinary people to God. It's good today to be reminded that according to the ancient understanding, God dwelt among the people. That's where Isaiah's name for the Messiah comes from, Emmanuel, God among us. But to return to the book of Samuel and today's reading, God tells David, I don't want you to build me a house. I shall build a house for you. Oh, so clearly that interesting word house takes on another significance. And the house of David becomes a theme in several parts of the scriptures. And someone who can trace their ancestry back to David was regarded by Jewish people as holding a special status among them. And so in the gospel that is read today, when Zechariah recognizes the significance of the children that his wife and his wife's cousin will bear, he automatically links the time of salvation with the house of David. Well, what does all this talk about houses have to do with us today as we prepare for the celebration of the birth of Jesus? Well, we put great store on the historical records of where famous people have lived. You may think of Stratford-upon-Avon, or Sinking Spring Farm in Kentucky, or the House of Peter in Capernaum. So, how about Jesus from the House of David? We make a big fuss about the village of Bethlehem as the site of Jesus' birth, but where born? In a traveller's stopping place, a caravanserai perhaps, a cave. House of David, Temple of Jerusalem, Mi Casa Su Casa. But Jesus was born on the journey, in an unpretentious shelter, among the travellers and the shepherds of that local place. And just as God in the book of Samuel was content to reside among the people in a tent, but not a blue-domed camping tent, Jesus is born into the world in the same way you and I were born. And once again, God was present. As every day, God is present. And that's what we celebrate tomorrow. God is present. Not in a temple or in a camping tent, but God among us. Emmanuel. Hallelujah.